Well, the Dan's Chesli Shofet and the Abbas Teichel are telling us also the same Yisoid, that you only have one with the other. You can only make a Zrikas Adam if there's both left over teeth. So what do I need two Pesukim for? And the Gemara, yes. Chad b'yoyla v'chad b'shromen. One is talking about a Korban Oyla, and one is talking about Korban Shromen. Utsricha, I need both Pesukim. The Kosser Rachamon Oboyla, if I would have just said this Chiddush by an Oyla, that you can only make this Zrikas Adam if there's the meat left over to burn, Hava Minai would have thought Oyla he the Chamira. Only by Korban Oyla the Torah was makvid not to make a Zrika unless there's some meat to be burnt. Why should Kain Kolol? Oyla has a Churm, it's burnt up. There's no meat that's eaten by the Kohen. Everything is burnt. Since it's such a strict Korban, maybe the other Torah was makvid. You can only make a dam if there's some bossa left over. That's what I would have thought. Avul Shlomim, but a Korban Shlomim, the Leichamir, it's not so strict a Korban Shlomim. Because the Korban Shlomim, the Kahana meat, the Baila meat from the meat, not all the meat is put on the Mizbeach. Eimalai, I would have thought the Torah was not makvid. It's from the first Pasuk alone, for your Sisar Lasecha, boss of Yadam, I would have thought it's only by Korban Eilam. That since the whole Korban is burnt, then you have this Chumri, you can only make this Rikas Adam if there's meat left over to be burnt. Mashenka by Korban Shlomim, that not everything is burnt, but rather half of it is eaten by the Kana and by the Bailim, I would have thought they're not so strict. There, even though the meat became tummy, maybe I could still make this Rikas Adam. Kamashmala, second Pasuk, no. That even a Korban Shlomim, you can only make this Rikas Adam if there's some meat left over to be eaten. By the Vikos, Rachamon Shlomim, the third would have just said the second Pasuk. That even by Korban Shlomim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're only allowed to make this Rikas Adam. If there's some boss left over, there's some boss to be eaten, I would have thought, I would have said as far just the opposite way. I would say like this. The Yisbu Shtei Achilos, a Korban Shlomim has a Chumra to it. That there are two types of eatings to it. There's the Mizbeach, there's the Emurim, the fat that you put on the Mizbeach and are burnt, and there's the meat that's eaten by the Kanim and by the Israelim. So since there's two different types of Achilos, Kahanim and the Mizbeach, I would have thought here the Torah was makvid, that you can only make a Zrikas Adam if you have the Achilos here. Avol Oyla, to Lespo Shtei Achilos, Mashenken by Korban Oyla, there's no two eatings by Korban Oyla. There's only one eating. Everything is burnt on the Mizbeach. Eimalai, maybe Oyla Faket is not so strict, the Sfar is not so strict. There's only one type of an eating. Here I would say the Torah didn't say that you have to have the burning. Maybe if all the meat became posel, became tumah, so even though you only have the Zrikas Adam, maybe you couldn't make the Zrikas Adam. Kamash Malon, that's why according to Yeshua, you need two psukim. To tell me both by Yishlomim and by Korban Oyla, that's the Yeshua Shita. You can only make the Zrikas Adam if there's something left over to be burnt or teeth. You need Vosakayim. Without Vosakayim, you can't make the Zrik according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the more of Reb Leza, Nami Yoksiv Yabosa Toichel, for the more Akasha back to Reb Leza, why do you say from the second Pusik, for Dam Zvachach Yishofich, you Dashin's Mashma with blood alone, just the Dam is around, you're allowed to make this Rika, even though there's no Bosa Kayan to be eaten, nor got lost or got Tamein, I, the end of the Pusik says clearly, Baha Bosa Toichel, it says clearly, Mashma you have to eat the meat. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says, so why doesn't Reb Leza Dashin that way? Omolok Reb Leza answers back, Hatayuhumi boyelei, that's at the end of the Pasuk says, v'yabosa teichol, it's for different limud. Humi boyelei, shein ha-bosa muta v'yachilo, ach yizur kadam. In the case when you have both, you have a korban shlomim, that the din is you make a zrikas adam, and then you're allowed to eat the meat. What about if I want to eat the meat before I make the zrikas adam? Is it mutter or not? That's what I learned out from this Pasuk. Shein ha-bosa muta v'yachilo, you're only allowed to go to eat the meat. Only when Achiyizrik Adam, the first you have to have the Zrikas Adam. That's this pasuk here. V'dam Shvachach Yishofich. You should first make the Zrikas Adam of a korban. After you make the Zrikas Adam, then the pasuk says V'yavosa Teichel. Then you're allowed to eat the meat. But before you make the Zrikas Adam, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The pasuk shot is that the meat is kochim. Mitchila, you will makdish this animal. You got a kedushas aguf on the animal. You're not allowed to eat the animal. It's only when you make the zrikas adam, that's called the matter. The zrikas adam, you put the dam on the mizbeach, that's matter the boss of mechila. That gives that, that like takes off the kedushas aguf of the animal, and then the carnivore will not eat it. But kozman, you don't make the zrikas adam, there's a kedushas aguf on the animal, it's also tibit. So Zokja Beleza, how do I know that? From this posik. First make the dam, and then the posik says, the abosa teichel. but nothing to do that you have to have both around. In order to make a shchita, you have to have basar. Yes, no. Avadi can make a zrikas adam even though there's no basar around. The pasuk is just saying when you have the basar around, you can't eat it until you first make the zrika.
Hey, this is a kasha now according to Rabbi Lezer. How do you know to use this posik? Dam, svachecha yishofech. That is an inyan you can make a zrikas adam, even without any basar. Who says that? Maybe the whole posik is only coming to tell us that you first you have to have a zrikas dam, and then you could eat the meat. That's the most kasha. Yochi, ein makunu lehochu diyosam. Dam, afo pi, she'en sham basim inolam. How does Rabbi Lezer know to dasha for this posik, the first rosh we had? That you could have the zrikas dam even without an achilas basar. Maybe not. Maybe the only posik is only telling me the second kiddush that if you want to eat the basar, first you have to have a zrikas dam. After Gemara Amalos, Rabbi Lezer answers back. Im kain, if the posik is only come to tell us that first you have to make a zrikas dam and then you are allowed to eat the meat. Im kain nichta rachmona ha basar toichel. The posik should have said the loshen of ha basar toichel first. Then v'hodar v'dam svechecha yishofich. Then it should say the posik of the words the dam you should make is rikum. Just like I said before, the operation. The posik says v'yosiso oilosecho abosav yadam. There also it says the word you should make the oilos bosar first and then dam. Ma'ishin hakam in the second posik the akadme l'dam svechecham. How come here it says the word dam first before it says the word bosar? So Rebbe Lezer tells us. Shemamina, from here I see, dam, one drosher is dam. If you just have the zrikas dam to make afal pi shein basar, even though the basar is already tama, you can't use the basar, still you're allowed to make the zrikas dam. That's one drosher. Ushemamina, I also hear the second chiddush of shein ha basar muta biachilo achi yizrika dam. You're not allowed to make the zrikas dam, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first make the zrikas dam. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, im kain, the kula yosele meimer. The whole pasuk is only coming to tell us the dam mate boser biachilom that first you need to have to make a zrikas adam. Then you'll have to eat the meat. V'lav lemeimer dam afapi shein boser. Not to teach us the first chiddush of Lezer wanted to say that it's teaching that you could have a zrikas adam without an achilas boser. Abazel lichtav. The pasuk should have said o boser svechecho teichal v'hoda adam yishofich. And from this I would also know that you have to have a lot of zrikas adam first. The post doesn't say the adam tishofich. How come the post says the word dam svechecha first and it doesn't say the word bosa first? How come it says the word dam first? So this is Rebbe Lezer's raya. Shmamin is a trashi lemedrish for dam svechecha yishofich mechomokim to make the drasha mechomokim. Mikomokum, and therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, we could hear both chedushim from this one pasuk. We could hear both chedushim according to Rebbe Lezer.
Rebbe Lezer holds that you're allowed to have the zrikas adam, even though there's no basar kayim. This is the way Rebbe Lezer dashens the psukim. For the Gemara, Rebbe Yeshua says no. He says the second pasuk of dam zvechechom is only talking about where basar toichu you have meat, and again to teach us the same yisoid. That you only allowed to make a zrikas adam if there's meat there. For the more courtly Yeshua, ain't a basar mutar v'achilo as yizrik adam. How does he know that? How does Yeshua know that you're not allowed to eat the meat of a korban until you first make the zrikas adam? See, he says kal v'chaymu. Yeshua says, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's the kal v'chaymu. Uma imurim. Madach, when you have the imurim, after you made the zrikas adam by a korban chatis, by korban shlamim, after you make the zrikas adam, then you're supposed to take the imurim first and put them on the mizbech and burn the emurim, and then you're first allowed to eat the meat. What about before you burnt the emurim? Are you allowed to eat the meat? No. We had a pasuk before in Tamad Ishcha. So this is Kal V'chaymer. Umay emurim, maduch, when you already made the zrikas adam, you have two things in front of you now. You have the emurim burning the fat, and you have the achilas of the basar. Techilas na yulei matfim. If for some reason the emurim got lost, they became tummy, they're not matif, then you're allowed to eat the meat without burning the emurim. Still we say ki yisnayim, when you have both of them here, the emurim and the basar. Ma'akvei, that when you have both of them in front of you, you're not allowed to eat the meat until you first burn the emurim. That's the pasuk we had before in Tamanishchat. Of the zaydam, Here when you have a question, you have the blood, and you want to eat the meat. Can you eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam? It's a Kal V'Chomer, no. T'chilesei Makif. If you don't have dam, no Zerikas Adam, sheet to the carbon is possum. Avad, you can't eat the meat. When you have the dam here in front of you, Lekol Shechein D'Makif, Avad and Avad, you can't eat the meat before you make the Zerikas Adam. It's not that when you have the Emurim and the Basar, you can only eat the meat last. You have to first bring the Emurim. And if you don't have the Emurim, it's not Makif. So by the dam, when you have a question of doing the dam first, the Zerikas Adam, or eating the meat, pshiti, you have to make the Zerikas Adam first. Because if you don't have the Zerik altogether, the korban is puzzle. So avada, you can't eat the meat without first bringing in the dam. So Yeshua said, I don't need a pasuk for this. This is a svara. So the Mar Rebbe Lez, what is he old? Milsa the Asa, the Kal V'Chaimah, talk of a kosovo krua. He knows that's not so shreya. It's like a true. There is a Kal V'Chaimah, but still, sometimes the Torah writes it out. Even though I can know from the Kal V'Chaimah, sometimes it's not a kasha, Torah V'Kosov L'Kurah. The krua, the pasuk does say it out. We have Yeshua. Yeshua says no. Avad, if there be nothing else to darshin from the pasuk, there wouldn't be a kasha. I is the Kal V'Chaimah. Sometimes the Torah says something, even though we would have known it from the Kal V'Chaimah. But Avad, if you have something else to learn out from this pasuk, it's better to learn out something else than to say it's an extra pasuk, because I would have known it from the Kal V'Chaimah. Avad, if you make a different drasha, it's better. So Yeshua says, I darshin from this pasuk again, that dam and basar, you darshin can eat both. You could only bring the dam if there's basar there. If there's no basar around, you're not going to make the Zerikas Adam. So I call upon him, this is your Yeshua Shita. Now Zot Gemara. Hashda now, Lema Masitim Vlach Yeshua. Our Mishnah Chura does not come out according to Yeshua. The Chiv and the Omer, being a Tarti, since we made the first two Anochis, that any time the Tzibur brings the Korban Betumah, our Mishnah says you're allowed to bring a Korban Betumah. What do we say? You need two things for that. Being a Tarti, it's called Tumis Dechuya, and you have to have the Tzitz Timuratza. You need the Tzitz. The tzitz achilas le'maratza. Now the tzitz does not permit you to eat the basar. If the basar is tummy, you're not allowed to eat the basar. The tzitz only permits us to make the zrikas adam. Avazoi heichi yaseh betumah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, how could our Mishnah say the korbanos betzibur abuat betumah? According to Rabbi Yeshua, shouldn't be able to be brought since you don't have any dam, you don't have any basar. The tzitz is not maratza on the basar, so our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah is mashma Rabbi Elazar. Even though you can't eat the meat, still you're allowed to make the Zerikas Adam. Tomorrow, no. Afilu Tzayim Rabbi Yeshua. Even if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, Elok Kesav Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has told, Hatitz Meratza Al Oilin. The tzitz is Meratza on what goes on the Mizbeach. In other words, there are two types of achilus here, by a Musaf and by a Chatis. There's the Emurim, the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and there's achilus Boser, what the Kanan has to eat. Now the tzitz, that that we say it's not maratza on the achilus, it means that the people, the kahanim, can't eat the meat betumah. What about the fats that have to be put on the mizbeach? That the tzitz is maratza. If the fats are tumah, still you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach. So the tzitz maratza al oilin. The tzitz, it makes acceptable the oilin, means the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, that is good. So therefore, even according to Yeshua, this korban tzibur that's brought betumah, first of all, the zrikas adam you're allowed to do. The question is, where's the basar left over? According to Rabbi Lezzi, you don't the dafka have to have meat heat. It's enough if you have something left over to burn on the mizbeach. So now these emurim, these fats, even though they're tumah, the tzitz is maratz on the oilim. What's burnt on the mizbeach, the tzitz says it's okay. So therefore, there is something to be burnt, so it's okay according to Yeshua. For the gemara hotay nesvachin, the oilim, that's good by a korbin, that you have the fats that should be burnt. So since the tzitz says you're allowed to burn the fats, it's called something as kayin. You have dam and you have basar. Elo oimer. But the korban oimer is only like a mincha. Ushtei alechem, or ushtei alechem. The lech oilem, the cloud is nothing to be burnt. By the oimer, all you do is you take out a kemitza and you burn the kemitza. So the kemitza, that's takamuter. But there's nothing left over to be burnt. All the shirayim, all the leftover is only eaten. So and if it's tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So how could you bring the korban oimer and the ushtei alechem betumam? There's no achila. So according to Yeshua, it should be possible. You can't have a dam on Akhtoro without having something to eat, without having some shirayim. Ma'ikil Amemer, I'm going to tell you like this. Ki Amr of Yeshua Nami, the Bina Tarti, Bizvachin. When does Yeshua say you need two things? You need Akhtoro, no Kemitza, and you need shirayim, something else to be eaten. He only said it by Zvachin. Aber beim Nachas Leyomer, Enoch Nami, by a Minchi never said that Yisoid. By a Minchi, even if the old Minchi is Tomei. So say now you're allowed to make a Kamitz, a handful, and put it on the Mizbeach. The question is, the Kamitz is like the Dam. But where's any Achila? There's no Achila Mutter. It's all Tomei, you can eat it. The Teretz of Yeshua never said it by a Mincha. He only said you need two things, Dam and Boser, only by Zvochim. But not by Menachis. For the Gemara, is that true of Menachis Leyomer? Is it true that Yeshua never said it by a Mincha? The Yotzanan, we learned like this in Menachis. Nit Mushireho, if you have a Mincha, that the leftover part of the Mincha became Tomei, or else Avdu Shireho, or else the Shirayim got lost. Notice by Mincha, you have all this flour here, the Kohen first takes the Kamitz, a handful of it, puts it on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim, the leftover, is Mutter B'Achila. What happened if the leftover became Tomei, or got lost? The Mishnah says clearly over there, it says, that Kamidis Rebbe Lezik Shirem, according to Rebbe Lezik Kosher, but Kamidis Rebbe Shua Psula. You see, clearly, Rebbe Shua said it's in even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, you can only make a kemitzah if there's some shirayim left over to eat. So here that the shirayim is lost or tamei, since you're not allowed to eat a betumah, you can't bring the mincha. So you see, according to Rebbe Shua, even Menachas needs to. Then of Yakash and our Mishnah, how does our Mishnah say the shteya lechem? And the oim is brought betumah. If they brought betumah, there's no achilu though. There you can't eat it. So it should be possible according to Rebbe Shua. So Gemara answers that this Mishnah in Menachas goes kemidus like kemidus. It's like Rabbi Yeshua, but not really Rabbi Yeshua. Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua goes like Rabbi Yeshua to be in Tarti, that you need two things. Dam, or by Menachis, you need Akhtarah, and you also need something left over to eat. Or the like kemidus Rabbi Yeshua, it's not really, really Rabbi Yeshua. Dilu Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua himself, Bizvachim Omer. He only said it by his Zevach, Rabbi Yeshua said you have to have two things. Dam and Bosom. Or the Menachis Layomer. Rabbi Yeshua never said by Minchi you need two things. Yilu Hai Tana, I'll tell you, this Tana here by Menachis, he's the one that's sovereign that holds. Afilu b'Menachis. Maybe such a terrace like that. The Enoch Nami, the Mishnah in Menachis, that says even a Mincha is possum, is not Rabbi Yeshua, it's some other Tana. For tomorrow, Umani Hai Tana, how can you say that to Koi Kavosei? Umach Mitzvei. Who's such a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yeshua and even more Machma than him? Like who, we don't know anybody else. So who the Gemara means there's a Kash, the Churis is Rabbi Yeshua. The Yoid, another Kash Avenue, Tanya, bring a clear right like this, we learn like this. Tanya, Omer Reb Yosef, Yosef said, Roya Niyas Dibur Reb Lezer. I like what Reb Lezer said, Bimnochas Ubezvachim. What he said, both by a Mincha and by Zvachim. So Mashu Reb Lezer, that said you don't need both, said of both places. And he also said, Reb Yosef, for Dibur Reb Yeshua, I like what Reb Yeshua said, that you do need two things, you do need Dam and Bosom, Bezvachim Ubezvachim. You see, clearly he said that he said his din, both by Zevach, by a korban, where you have the dam and the meat mamish, and who are din by Menachis? By Menachis, you have to make a ktorah, that's like the dam, putting it on the mizbeach, but it's only kosher if there's some leftover shirayim, leftover part of the mincha that you could eat. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua said his din even by Menachis. What does he mean to say now? Divi Rebbe Lezer b'zvachim, I like what Rebbe Lezer said by Zvachim, Shoye Weimer. What was his din by Zvachim? Dam afa pi shein shem boser. That's what Rebbe Lezer said. For Dibur Reb Yeshua b'zvachim, I like what Reb Yeshua said. No, he's not passing here. He's just saying, I hear the machlokes. I like what both said. I also like Reb Yeshua's svarah that said by zvachim shoyim that he used to say, emein dam ein boser, emein boser ein dam. That's what he dashed in the pasuk. V'yasisar lasecha boser v'yadam. You bedavka have to have both boser and dam. Vayti said Dibur Reb Lezer b'mnochis. I like what Reb Lezer said by Yochas Menachis. Shoyuayim Reb Lezer used to say by Mincha Kaimitz. You're allowed to make the kemitz if the mincha is a tomatik a mincha, and it's a korban tziva now. You're allowed to make the kemitz even though it's tomei. Afal pi shein shirayim, even though there's nothing left over to eat. Or else in the case where the shirayim got lost, still you're allowed to be marked to the kemitz. And that's what Reb Lezer said. Now Dibur Reb Yeshua b'mnochis. I like what Reb Yeshua said by Hilchos Menachis. Shoyuayim. What did Reb Yeshua himself used to say by Hilchos Menachis? Imein kemitz ein shirayim. If the kemitz got lost, you're not allowed to eat the leftover mincha. That's pshita. If you don't have that handful to burn on the mizbeach to burn and got lost, pshita, you can't eat the rest. Because that's just like a korban. The rest is called the kedusha saguf. If you have no heft to eat it, close the mind you weren't mat with the kemitza. But he also said clearly, imein shirayim. But if the leftover part of the mincha got lost, I got tamei, ein kemitz. You're not allowed to make the kemitza. So you see, clearly, Rabbi Yeshua himself holds even by menachis. If there's nothing left over to be eaten, you're not allowed to make the kemitza. So we only have a kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Chura can't come out according to Yeshua. Because our Mishnah says even the Oimer and the Shteya Lechem, which were Menachis, are allowed to be brought to Tumah. If the tzibra is Tumah, you're allowed to bring it. Why are you allowed to bring it? Because the kemitza, the kapart, is doicha Tumah. You're allowed to do it, even though the shrine are not allowed to eat. So you see, you're allowed to bring a mincha, even though you can't eat the shrine. It's a kashan Yeshua. So the Mori Elok, Sabri Yeshua. I tell you, Yeshua holds like this. Hatzitz maratza al oilin v'yal achilas enachanami. Yeshua holds that tzitz is maratza even on the achila. Therefore, when a korban tzibra is brought, the tumah, the shtei halechem, and the oimer, enachanami, the kanam are allowed to eat the shrine also. The tzitz is maratza that on a korban tzibra you're allowed to eat the shrine left over also. Therefore, it's mutter. For the Gemara, if that's true, ihochi, if that's so, amai kemidah shem Yeshua psula. Why does it say before? It said before that according to Yeshua, the mincha is psula. Why is it possible? And the Gemara of it v'sorif. It's only going in a case where the rest of the shrine got lost or burnt up. Then it's possible according to Yeshua. Ve'enach nami, if it would have got tumma, elos v'tumara nitma l'man titoni. But what do you want to tell me though? But if the shrine, the leftover part of the mincha, only became tumed, that's not psula. So, Mizrahi, why does the Brisa say it all together for? Why does it say the case that the shrine became tummy? The one to tell me now, according to Rabbi Lezer, that even though the shrine is tummy, still it's kosher, Fredrik Mor Pshita, Avati was kosher, according to Rabbi Lezer. Hashta, now, Yeshlam, you'll tell me, Ovid Visorif, the Lesnayo Machshir Rabbi Lezer, Madlich in a case where the shrine, the leftover part of the Mincha, got burnt up or got lost. You're telling me now, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's kosher, because Rabbi Lezer holds. You're allowed to have the dam, even though you don't have the basar. Nitmu, where just the shrine just became tummy, the isayim, it's here, mi boy. Avada should be kosher according to Rabbi Lezer. So why does the Brisa have to say the din where the mincha became tummy? Elapshit of Yeshua, avada is going according to Yeshua, oktani psula. And the Mish Brisa says according to Yeshua, it's possible. So you see, a korban tzibra, if the shirayim is tummy, the mincha is possible. Why is the puzzle? Because according to Rabbi Shua, you can only make a tzimitzum if you ask some shirayim that's nechum. And if the shirayim is tumah, even though the tzitz is maratza, it's not maratza and achila. You're not allowed to eat it. So you see clearly, you can't eat it, according to Rabbi Shua. So back shver, our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah say you can bring the oimer and the shtei lechem tumah? Since you're not allowed to eat the shirayim, it should be possible according to Rabbi Shua. The yoid, and also, Tanya, we learn clearly, we have Yeshua oimer. Kol zvochim sheva Torah, any type of a korban, any behemoth, zvochim is something you have to shecht. Bein she nitmu bosor, the chel of kayin, whether just the meat became tummy, and the chel is still around. Or bein she nitmu chel, whether the fat became tummy, or bosor kayin. And there's one of these two is still here. Either you could eat the meat, or else you could burn the fat. The locher is zurek yasadam. Then you're allowed to make the zurek yasadam. Because that's called, you have dam and bosor. Like we had before, it doesn't mean you have to have the two types of basar to eat and to burn. It's enough either one of the two. Avo nitmo tavayo, but let's say both became tummy, that both the basar and the fat, loy, it's possible. Is alma tzavri of Yeshua, what do we see Yeshua holds? Ein hatzitz maratz al oilin. You hear us talking about that the meat of the korban became tummy. And still it says that both became tummy. Zai the atara, what you're burning, and zai what you're eating is not maratzah. You see, according to Yeshua, the tzitz is not maratza on oilam either. But lo yalo achilas, not on the achilas either. So maybe let's back shrei our Mishnah. Even zvachim should be shrei them. How could our Mishnah say that the musafim, a korban tzibur, is allowed to be brought to tumah if the meat is tamei? According to Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn it and you're not allowed to eat it. So there's no basar altogether. So how could our Mishnah say you could bring the korban to tumah? How could you make this zrikas adam since there's no achilas at all? There's not even an achilas of the mizbeach, because that's this bright that says according to Yeshua that tzitz is not maratz even on the oilin, even on the fats that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. If the fats is tamei, you're not allowed to burn it on the mizbeach. So b'zei al mishnah chur doesn't come out according to Yeshua. So my answer is like this: el loyelam Yeshua. No, our mishnah maybe still comes out according to Yeshua, and I'll tell you mas nisin and the mishnah is according to Yeshua. But loy kasher, and there's no kasher in Yeshua. I'll tell you like this: kan lekatchila kan diyevin. When did Yeshua say that tzitz is not maratza? It's only metchila. Metchila, you're not supposed to do it. But for the ever, though, the tzitz is yeh maratza. For the ever, it's good. Shrashel lekasha. Masnisin of Yeshua, masnisin the ever. For Yeshua lekatchila, tarti boy. The asua meschasha the ever. Rashi is saying, Yeshua only says you need both, only metchila. But for the ever, though, if you do it, though, it's kosher. Right now, Mishnah is only talking about B'diev, then Echnami. Metchil Otaki, now let's bring the korban in our Mishnah. But B'diev, if you made the Zrikas Dam, it's kosher. If that's what Yeshua says, you can only do a Zrika unless you have Basar, that's only Metchila. Metchila, you shouldn't make the Zrikas Adam if you don't have any Basar. But what about you made the Zrikas Adam, then Taki is kosher. And that's Shana Al Mishnah. That's what Al Mishnah says, because these Kabbonis people are brought to Tumer, it just means B'dievet. If it was done, it was kosher. For the Gemara Eshtins, Psula, Chodah the Psula, D'yevet Mashma. That's what the Brisa says according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's Mashma Psula, it's Mashma even B'dievet. Even if you do make this Rikas Adam, but since there's no meat left over, it's Mashma that Korban is fossil. So you can't say Rabbi Yeshua holds this only Metchila, you need Basar. But B'dievet, if you made this Rikas Adam, the Korban is kosher. The Brisa says clearly Psula. Psula's Mashma, it's no good, even B'dievet. So Mashma Yeshua's Shita is, if you don't have any Basar to be eaten, it's possible the Korban. In the second kasha in our Mishnah, you can't say our Mishnah means it's only kasha b'dievid, but Metchila you're not allowed to do it. Devarim boyin. The Mishnah says chamisha devarim boyin. There are five kabbonis siva that is brought. What does boyin mean? Lekatchila mashma. It's mashma Metchila. You're allowed to go bring this kabbonis betuma. And according to Yeshua, it's not so. Ela lakasha. No chater tell you. Elamai, we still want to answer for some reason. We want to say our Mishnah could go like Yeshua. Ela lakasha. Kan biyochid kan bitzibur, enachanami. Rashi biyochid lechatchila psula.